No.
Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable basically for anybody who wants to make some real change in life. Hello, I'm Talk Dude, and on the other side of this line is the one and only Organic OK.
Yeah, this is the meaning of Organic OK.
And you are listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. No. Oh, God, that's a fluke. I'm sorry.
The past, being the change for the future.
Yeah,
this
same
is the meaning of Organic OK.
That was a blooper there. That's one for the blooper reel, isn't it? Oh, God.
Yeah. Got it. Just relax. Just get a hold of yourself. It's not this serious. It happens to a lot of people. Don't worry about it. Now, today's program is one of these type of programs that just because you're – that's one of the things that I tell people this all the time. Just because you are dealing with oppositional platform, it's not so important where you just suffocate yourself with oppositional things to just say, oh, yeah, this is – you know, I'm going to try just to go out my way to deal with people that are oppositionally dealing with things in life just to say, oh, this is a big deal on the platform. Now, you may think, okay, this is good on a platform to have oppositional things. What people tend to do is people will trick you and you be talking about oppositional things. You think that that's what they'd be talking about. What they're trying to do is trying to create a pattern within you to try to cross-contaminate your viewpoint. So at a point in time, when you think about things that people have discussed with you, it'll bring some cross-contamination, reflection that you will be triggered. And if you are bringing things in history, this will happen. People try to create things that make people feel positive. When you are out of the actual resources of something that you're comfortable with, and it's pushed you beyond what you are, comfortable with, that's where the success comes in, pushing you beyond what you're able to manage. And at that point in time, you keep saying, oh, yes, everyone is doing this, it's wonderful. In your mind, you're losing your mind. That is the most cross-contaminated chaos that you could ever be associated with, where it's pushing you so far out of your comfort zone. And this is where people quite often start undermining you, start talking to you like it's no balance and there's no filter for people to just flush and push you through this chaotic stuff. And then you guess what you have to be introduced to? You have to be introduced to people trying to brand you and pitch you through their bias and their culture, screening process. So that's another level. And once you start easing yourself out and start leaning yourself out more than you can actually lean yourself out, then you look at things. People normally are not trying to create this appreciation for what you're doing so you can be successful. No, it's more to it than that, right? So you got something that's more to what people actually appreciate about you. You think that, oh, just because you say this is all, they're gonna stop by this. If those out there that have been to colleges and you see how people are studying and using information, how people are pushing the envelope, people are taking information and they're modifying it to be the way they want it. You've heard these, listen to this, viewers and people out there. You've heard these different documentary stories and different presenting platforms. But listen to this. I'm going to get to that in one moment. Listen to this, though. You must reflect the things that you truly desire to do before you actually start to compromise yourself, as they say, all money, good money. When you start compromising yourself to the point where every time you mean to do something right, all money, good money approach in your mind, and nothing adds up when you're doing it right, you have to step back. You have to step back and evaluate where have you actually levitated to. Did you cross-contaminate the levers of your freedom for levers of your pain. You took the levers of your freedom and covered off the level of your pain.
And you vice versa. So you took the money and the success, and you look at people do the exact same thing and be more successful than you without compromising themselves. Think about that for a change. Think about people that truly are, that you've been interacting with in life. Now, I must take this time to appreciate my co-host, comedian, Talk Dude. Talk
Please,
Dude,
appreciate
how are you doing today?
Appreciate as much as possible. I'm doing a lot better now. I am. Thank you. You are listening to Seeing the Change for the Past, Being the Change for the Future. Listen, let us know what you think. Call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. And ask for Talk Dude. Ask for Organic OK. Ask to be heard. We'll give you that. I mean, we'd love to basically talk. Look, now, a lot of you out there are personally wondering, what is the show really about exactly? Okay, I want everyone to take a moment. Just stop. Take a deep breath. Just think for a moment. Listen to what the show is about, seeing the change for the past, seeing what it's been, and being the change for the future. How do I do that? How do I personally make the change that I need to make for the better? How do I become an important part of history? Can it happen? Can I be a footnote in these great tombs? Can I basically change the tide? It does happen, you know. And it can be you. Then you have to ask yourself what I want to do, how I want to change history, how I can be better than I am. Ask yourself that. It can be done. Attempt to visualize all the way you can make change. Think about it a moment. Find that peace, tranquility, and you know what?
Okay. This is what people tend to do. This is like a repeating habit.
Okay.
When people truly are going to opposition, people are normally putting people on pause.
Ooh.
And you start seeing pressure gauge being pushed. It's like if you see a person that is going through the worst moment of their life and you tell them to hold on, but you can complain to people about things that they're not even dealing with. And then the person is dealing with something, you're not even giving them an actual outlet to be clear from this level of stress, but you're pushing them to more pressure, you're shaking them up more, you're picking them to more. Isn't it enough that they're doing through the problem? Now, listen to this. This is a pattern. When you get into a level of change, you know one thing you get, you know you start running across? You start running across the problem. And every time you think you're talking to the solution, the problem will always speak up. You say, hold a second. Oh, I see now. I see. I'm not talking to the person that's trying to resolve the problem. I'm talking to the person that's trying to retain the problem, trying to, you know, and you can tell the level of problem someone you're talking to because they won't never allow you to offer the peace. They always put the peace on hold. Remember what I was talking about? There's like a problem that's trying to get, you know, released. People have you holding on like you're in line to free yourself where things should be more simpler, simplified. So you can truly reap the reward. You'll see this. Listen to this part. There's so many people at the stage they're dealing with, they're desperate to be fair because they're so desperate. Now, do me a favor. Your mouth up a little bit off there because you're blowing the phone. And for those out there that listen to it, maybe you may listen to it something through your headphones. And depending on how you listen to something, an extra sound could be hurt. It can hurt the ear. One of the things that I tried to tell my colleague, comedian, talk to.
I understand. No more heavy breathing. I don't want to come off like an obscene phone caller.
Now, he doesn't understand it. I understand a lot. A lot of basic concepts. But anyway, the point I'm trying to get to is you must truly understand, if you're talking to somebody that's cross-contaminated, what you tend to do is when you try to wipe and clean the contamination, they want to manage the way that they're giving you the contamination. It's almost like they are hostile with the way that you're resolving the problem. They're agitated by how you tell them things that could be, you know, reducing the contamination. And the contamination, not just them interacting with you, is how they interacting as they do what they do. And you'll find so often people that's contaminated, you find out you're trying to, you know, based on what they're offering you, you're trying to utilize and trying to manage what they're giving you, and realize it's contaminating you more than you're worth the actual investment to get out of that, right? So say this. Say in your life you've been dating, and the people you've been dating, you notice what you have been getting out of that. You're offering what you're offering, and you think about if you was offering what you're offering on a high scale, across the board, would you be getting the problem you're getting, or would you be getting the reward? Think about what you'd be doing on small scales. If you're taking all your wealthy tasks and wealthy ability, or a place where people could truly reap the reward, why are you so hesitant on giving it to the people that truly appreciate it, or giving it to the people that or not necessarily appreciating it? Guess what happens? If you run low on that actual infrastructure and ability, guess what's going to happen? You know, like the story they say, you can drown off a teaspoon of water? Guess what?
You can.
You're not going to drown off a teaspoon of water. You're going to drown off the teaspoons of water that won't stop coming your way. See, they don't tell you that. They talk about teaspoon of water, but think about the spoons of water that won't stop coming. You know, some people put a bowl of water down, and the bowl of water they put down is the water that's supposed to be sucked up. Right? What I mean by that is, if you're cleaning environment and you put some water, and you depend if you have one of those, you know, buckets and actually it squeeze all the water out. What I'm saying, life and dealing with process of what you're doing is contaminated. Look at that water that you put down. Guess what happens? It happens. Sir, I told you, back your mouth off the receiver.
I hear him.
So so this is the thing. So, for you to clean something, guess what you have to do? You have to keep taking this cross-contaminated mop. Whatever you're doing, it got feedback on your phone.
Yeah, that's one of what you meant. You said I need to clean myself by taking something cross-contaminated?
Excuse me, sir. Stop interrupting. It's not a personal conversation. I'm not giving you a lecture. I'm talking to the people in general, so stop interrupting me.
Fine.
So this is the thing. You have to understand that cross-contamination that you put into that bucket, that you want that actual infrastructure to be given cleaning to the contamination. But guess what happened at a certain point in time? That water and that whatever cleaning supply you put in there, guess what happens?
Tell me.
You have to change the water. Now, what I'm saying to you, to be clear, now, everyone listen to this. When I say stop interrupting me, that's not into the conversation as a whole. I'm saying my statement I'm making, you're deluding my statement because you're making it about you. And this is a program, and I don't understand how you think it's about you.
I don't.
I don't want to know what that means at this point in time because you're distracting the actual message. So that's what I'm saying. We have to understand how we actually carrying the problem along the journey of trying to make something clean. And what happens that you find out is, depending on what you have, it becomes dirty before you actually have to clean it. You become more dirtier than you clean, And what you're doing, it takes more than what you actually have of cleanliness to maintain it. That's what the most thing you can do, in a sense. Like, if you stay clean and you stay away from a dirty thing, that's what happens most of the time. You might not even work. See, that's what happens. We try to think we can maintain and I understand. I've been through enough. You've been through enough to not go through this. That's what it's given. You don't realize that. You think that because you've been through a lot, you need to go back through a lot. No. It's giving you that understanding, hey, this is here for a reason. It's not to – everybody don't have the ability to deal with repetition of different problems over and over again. Right now, here's a problem. Tomorrow, a problem. No, right now is a problem. Like, every person cannot repetitionally deal with these drops of problems. But get this yourself out here to be this person able to manage through problems where people coming in at different angles, people with different intellect, property, levels of how they come at you, how they talk to you, how they say something to you. They say, "Yo, man, that's so stupid." And you get all these people, and guess what happened next? One person gets through the crack, and they start saying, "You know what? That person is mean. That person is not right. That person is not fair." Guess what?
What?
All the other people, they think they put to skip the emotion. They skip the line emotionally and get in front of you with problems that you are thinking that you're free from. How do you feel where the person that gave you the worst problems is the person that you invested the most time with that you thought you was helping them? Because you say, well, I could just leave this person. I'm going to take my extra time. And that's the person, depending on how they're programmed, that's the person that's going to undermine you. And then act like nothing never happened from their side. And guess what happens after you create this mold and this cookie cutter? They say, oh, now they got encouraged moments because now they figure out who to deal with. They found out, oh, we can just undermine this person. This is a golden goose, and once we eat this person alive and use all this person's resources, we'll be in place. Because it's never really the idea to be in place to help you. You think that's the idea. But normally these cross-contaminated people, they always undermine. You look at history. You see the same type of people always. You're like, why do people even have different outfits? They look like the same people that through time in history have been carrying on the same after 10 million undermining sex. And you tell yourself, what I've been doing to undermine what they have been doing prior to me. Because what happened is you look at yourself not from the people that undermine, you're looking at for the people that you undermined that gave you the examples, right?
Right.
Once you got the examples, you should understand how not to be the actual, you know, fool for the problem that's looking to, you know, pretty much play the victim, play like they don't understand what you're talking about. And when it comes to time, you say you're tired, they'll find the actual appetite, even if they're full, they'll find the appetite to obesely become this a cannibalism factor, almost like a vulture. They will find you at the time you think you're tested, and they will come and pounce on you like you are unhealthy. And that's really what it is. You think about how people come in to settings, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right. So this is what I want to do, everyone. You know, my colleague talked to me. He has some things to say. If I'm going, I would like to just, you know, is this something that you want to say at this moment?
Okay. Listen, don't get trapped. I mean, the thing is, basically, there are so many people who are basically, they become victimized by something, and they get used to it. They get used to playing the victim. They want the sympathy. They want to be pitied. They want to be basically, they just want to be intimidated. I'm telling you, it's a slippery trap to get into. It can happen.
You talk, dude, don't get caught up in being the most scapegoat of fast food offering information where they are desperate to find a problem. problem about you. See, people, you got to look at this thing. What in your life, if you can say, think of the most important thing that you could do for someone at this moment. Up to this point, you're knowing the people that decide to help, you start seeing the destination of their actual cross-contamination, and you start seeing your moments of peace, your moments of unclear operational tasks that people thought on you. Why do you think, listen to this, as we stand-up comedians, we do different forms of stress and story, correct?
Oh, yeah.
How do you think you feel if you went down the chopping block where people that's not comedians undermine you at little capacity, almost like microscopic things that they just did? You start seeing so many things or patterning of multiple things building up. Find out everything that you've been telling them was to take your material and undermine your craft. They call the comedians that's been in show business. How many of the comedians that you've seen coming up from the 90s, 80s, I would say 90s, early 2000s, that how many communities that you think they was in, how many towns, how many people do it take before you're overthrown by what you give people to use as psychologically, you know, infrastructure, almost like fungus, like roses, fungus, right? They're
that's a nasty image you just threw at us.
Yeah, but you're getting to the point where I feel like you're almost emotionally molesting trying to weather not the storm, but weather the conditioning that is being cleaned by the storm and polluted by the poison that's been sitting back there. And you can be more poisoned by the cleaning of something that is contaminated than the actual water of the storm, right? Because the water of the storm, depending on what's there, we're diluting the actual trash, then the cleaning can be done by water, right? Enough water, depending on dirt in the car, what happens? It can clean the dirt, right?
Yes, it's a given.
But the water can drown. If you the dirt, the water can drown the dirt clean.
Oh yeah,
sir. You're yawning on the line. This is what I can tell him. This is like in the actual actual system department. One of the things they hate the most, they tell you about audio, is a lot of people banging microphone, they bang the mic. And people say, well, that's the work you do. You bang the mic. That's not right. Now, the person that don't care about banging the mic, they want the sound effect. They want what they're doing. That's what they do. But for those that are trying to be micromanaging the microphone, you know, it's a miserable experience. But what I'm saying to you is, most people don't have Tourette's. Most people have Asperger's. This is directly to you in all scoliosis. This is a thing that people fail to realize. You can't take your experience and suffocate people with a dirty rag and think that that is not an uncomfortable transition to be free, to just experience what you're going through. That is an uncompromising task that you're not allowing people to naturally experience. When you do the extra things, make the sound effect, make the noise, you are pitting people through an unpleasurable moment. Now, there's people, this is the thing I noticed from listening and hearing, is people that obsess with, almost like the skunk. They like you doing things that's chaotic. And I say, listen to this. If he's doing things chaotic, eventually these things going to be so chaotic to him that he's not going to like the response that he's doing to his own self. So you got to realize his life is just that same mutual experience. It's like you boil a cup of water, but then you waste it on yourself. It's going to be hot water you burn yourself with. That's what he is at Tourette's.
he does these things, and you think that, well, okay, it's not going to bother him. He's eventually going to push stuff so far. He's going to be bothering his own self. That's the crazy part about it. He don't just do these things. He's like, well, it bothered you. No. He eventually bothers his own self. So he's really experienced your experience. That's the crazy part. He experienced your problem as you experience it, and you don't know it. That's why he gets annoyed by when people say things, because he's so invested. He invests into his problem that he's giving you. When he experiences what you're doing, as you say you're annoyed by him, he know you're annoyed by him. But he's trying to tell you, man, I'm annoyed too. But you say, hey, that's not the same, because you're the problem that's creating the problem. He said, hey, you're creating a problem because you allow me to not be free from your problem because I'm attached to your problems and my problems. That's a lot of problems, right? Ask him. Now, I know I'm talking to him, but ask him. Now, isn't this similar to what I'm telling you that you actually deal with yourself?
Yeah. I mean, the truth is, I try to hold it back. I try to hold it in. It doesn't necessarily work. I feel pain when I do it. It's like trying to hold in gas, like trying to hold in any kind of knee-jerk energy, whatever. It causes migraines. It causes seizures. It messes with the central nervous system, like, all over. I mean, at first it starts to hurt in the head, and then it starts to hurt everywhere else. But everyone is mad that I do this. Everyone looks at me as like I'm doing something wrong. It personally upsets them.
Guess what?
What?
That's how. See, the thing is, you're forgetting when you're silent on the holding your breath underwater. What do you open up when people tend to have great breathing? They say, person calling their breath on, they got good lungs, right?
Right.
Like good breathing, right? If you're doing all these things, guess what happens?
What?
It's almost like you hear the siren. What does it bother that's living, that's an animal? It bothers the ears, right? It's a holler, right? You always know your dog and your siren, right? Because you're like, he start hollering, or she start hollering, or they start hollering. However many animals they start hollering, right? Normally,
mm-hmm.
right?
Oh, yeah.
So think about these people that's been repetitionally talking, right?
Oh, yeah.
Talking. See, this is the thing about him. Because he has a different way of hearing and listening and focusing, the things that you think that he shouldn't even worry about and understand, he already worried about that because he's like, he feels like he's always playing catch up. And he's never resting as you think people rest. And what I'm saying to you is he's got Tourette's.
Mm-hmm.
Asperger's.
Yeah.
He's got scoliosis.
I've got ADHD too.
Yeah. He does not have the limitations of what you have found to be the entangled limitation of what you think a person have to have Tourette's or Asperger's or scoliosis. What you found out is you found the person that's redefining what you have been discovered. You say, oh, yeah, I got Asperger's. You say that to yourself. I got Asperger's. Some people that you're talking to, they have Asperger's. Some people have scoliosis. Have Tourette's. Do they have the exact same experience? No. So you find so many people that be trying to talk on your behalf that not only they are cross-contaminated because they're not allowing you to have that natural experience of what you're dealing with. What is more like the experience you're dealing with than hearing it from you yourself? Does it make sense, everyone? Now, we talk about so many things in people's experience that at the end of the day, why is so many comedians that don't make it and just fail? It's got to be this comedian organic, okay, you've been listening to.
Seeing the change for the past, being the change for the future.
And you got my co-host, Talk Dude.
Yeah. You can have all our shows on the web on Blog Talk Radio. Call in. Check us out. Remember, we're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Thank you, and good night.